North Reading boys basketball coach Joe Casey is joining us here. They have qualified for the state tournament on the strength of a win last night against Triton. And Joe, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Bill, as always, thanks for having us.
Well, Joe, first up, let's get to last night's game, the Triton game, if you could. Margin looked like a comfortable win for you guys, but you guys definitely needed the win badly, didn't you?
Yeah, no. I think last night's win and our win Tuesday against Kentucky, it all came down to our defense. Our defense was outstanding, particularly in the first half last night. Really bothered their guards. We were worried about their size. They had a distinct size advantage that we tried to neutralize by making the game a full court game, and we succeeded in that. We got out to a big early, and we kind of coasted from there.
Joe, I want to talk about your team and a note on the league as well in a moment, but let's just zero in on the schedule. You got two more games remaining. You have a home game Sunday against Wilmington. Maybe tell me about that, how you see that game.
Yeah, no, Wilmington comes out of the Middlesex League. They've been playing much better as of late. They struggled earlier. They're very young, but they beat a strong Watertown program a couple of weeks ago. So it's going to be a nice gauge of where we are as a program. We beat them earlier in the year by four. It was nip and tuck right to the end. So it should be a very good test for us.
All right. Then on Monday, you wrap up the regular season with an evening game at Greater Lowell.
Yeah, that's not an opponent that we are that we're used to playing. It's a non-league game for us right now. They are they're in first place in the Commonwealth. I know they're very, very athletic. They're very, very well coached. So again, now that we're in the tournament, these are both two very good games for us to sort of prime ourselves up for next week.
Absolutely, makes sense. All right, Joe. So tell me about the season, maybe the big kind of overview of the season, and then maybe you can talk about a few players. But how would you characterize this season for North Reading basketball?
Yeah, I think this season went sort of how we thought it was going to. We knew we had good athletes. Knew we were very senior laden, ridiculously undersized. And we were going to have to work hard, and this was going to sort of be a scrappy blue-collar type team, and that's really how it's played out. We knew we were going to have to win with defense. We don't have a ton of offensive firepower, but I think we're about where we thought we were going to be at the beginning of the season. And we're proud of the guys. Obviously, qualifying for the state tournament is always one of the goals for any high school program when you start the season. And it's our fourth year in a row going to the postseason. So it's been a terrific group of kids, terrific senior class.
All right. Tell me about some of your seniors that you'll be losing at the end of this season.
Really the core of our team. I mean, it really starts with I'm hoping he's going to be Hall League. Andrew Bulis, senior forward, averaging about 2 points a game. Really sort of our go-to guy. Very good offensive player. He kind of makes us go. Another kid I've got to highlight as of late, too, is another senior guard, Logan Ribner. Really has had two back-to-back monster games for us. Had 20 last night, had 23 against Pawtucket. So it's really sort of stepped up. To Phil Rose, and I could go on and on. Alex Carucci, Matt Guidebeck, Sam Morelli, Evan Doble, Anthony Pino, all seven seniors have contributed. Really a terrific group of kids, just winners.
So what, I hate to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it because I've opened my mouth and so it's starting to come out. But so of the you lose the seniors, but who among the underclassmen will you be counting on next year?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're going to be, in rebuild mode next year. We've had two sophomores that have really stepped it up over the last month. Guard Andrew Taylor and forward Parker Griffin really have played very, very well. They're coming into their own. It's not easy as a sophomore. We put a lot. They're really our two big guys, two first guys off the bench. And, we asked a lot of them early, and that's hard for a sophomore, and both kids have really helped us the last couple of weeks. We've got a promising freshman coming up, Jason Berry, who's really, he's gotten his feet wet at the varsity level, really doing a nice job at the JV level, and so we're excited about where we're headed.
All right, I got to ask you maybe a final question or two here on the league, because I remember, you know, going back a few years ago, you were a power, so was Hamilton Wenham, and you guys had some classic clashes between the two schools. But, you know, I watch scores now in the Cape Ann League, and I see that it's kind of balanced in many ways, maybe more so now than it had been. I mean, there are some tough nights for, you know, most nights in the Cape Ann League when you figure Georgetown's very tough, Newburyport, all the schools you've already mentioned, plus Manchester Essex, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, Manchester Essex is the cream of the crop in our league. Just a really complete team. Finished up in the league, just tough. You know, Georgetown's got a nice young team. Newburyport, always tough. The surprise team of the year, quite frankly, has been Linfield. Linfield's playing very well right now, and he's got them at 13 wins right now. They play Bishop Dunwoody tonight. So they've been the surprise, but you're absolutely right, Bill. A lot of parity in the league. I would say with the exception of Manchester Essex, you know, very, very even throughout. So every night, there were no gimmies.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe, anything else you want to share with us about North Reading basketball and postseason as well?
No, and, you know, like I said earlier, we're just really excited that these kids have an opportunity to play in the state tournament. It's a great group of kids. I'm excited to, you know, we got at least another week with them, if hopefully not more, and we're looking to hopefully make a run in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Well, Joe, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Bill, thanks for all you do.
Yep, Joe Casey, boys basketball coach, North Reading High School, here on MSO NewSports.com.